Terms and conditions apply. The Hot FM main news.
Stories making headlines this evening. Two killed, four injured in separate road accidents. State House says opposition lacks alternative policies. And two shot dead amidst Kenya protests against U.S. Ebola quarantine center plans.
The Hot FM News with Keturah Mtonga.
Good evening. Thank you for joining us for the 18 hours bulletin. And now the news in detail. Two people have died while four others sustained injuries in separate road traffic accidents recorded in Lusaka today. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilabi said Emmersdale Police Station recorded a fatal accident around 07 hours along the Great East Road near the University of Zambia main entrance. Mr. Chirabi said the accident involved a Nissan Murano driven by 36-year-old Joe Kambishi of Lusaka's Obama area, who allegedly lost control of the vehicle due to excessive speed and veered into a drainage channel. He said Mr. Kambishi died upon arrival at Living Wanawasa Teaching Hospital, while two passengers sustained minor injuries and are receiving treatment. Mr. Chilabi said Kanyama Police Station recorded a fatal road traffic accident around 06:30 hours along Kalushawalia Road near Los Angeles Huma Fueling State Service Station. He said a Toyota Hiace minibus allegedly lost control due to excessive speed and struck an unidentified male pedestrian believed to be between 40 and 45 years old, who later died at the University Teaching Hospital.
Preliminary investigations indicate that due to excessive speed, the driver lost control of the vehicle and hit an unidentified male pedestrian believed to be between 40 and 45 years old. The pedestrian died upon arrival at the University Teaching Hospital. The body is lying in the UTH mortuary awaiting identification and post-mortem examination. Matero Police Station recorded a slight injury road traffic accident around 10:30 hours along Great East Great North Road SOS roundabout involving four motor vehicles, namely a Toyota Hilux, Toyota Crown, Hino Dutro, and Toyota Wish. The accident occurred when a Toyota Hilux driven by Peter Mtale, age 24, collided with the rear of a Toyota Crown driven by Arthur Teleshi, aged 41.
State House says there can be no election excitement around the opposition as long as it remains without clear alternative policies to those being implemented by President Hakainde Hichilema and the UPND administration. State House Chief Communications Specialist Clayson Hamasaka said Zambians are judging political parties based on who has a credible and deliverable plan for the country. In a statement, Mr. Hamasaka said the UPND administration has set clear targets in agriculture, mining, energy, tourism and exports backed by achievements such as debt restructuring, reduced inflation, economic reforms and increased investment. He has added that Zambia is also on course to achieve a historic maize harvest of 5 million metric tons following the just-ended farming season. Mr. Hamasaka has stated that the opposition has not presented a manifesto or alternative solutions on key issues such as free education, the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, social protection programs, and job creation. Outgoing Chief Resident Magistrate Davis Chibwidi has granted civil rights activist Brebna Changala a last adjournment after he informed the court that he needed time to source for new lawyers to help him in opening his defense. Yesterday, Mr. Chibwidi ordered Mr. Changala to open his defense, warning that failure to do so would compel the court to set a date for judgment. However, when the matter came up today for commencement of defense, Mr. Changala applied for an adjournment, stating that lawyers representing him had another trial at the High Court. In response, Mr. Chibuti stated that the lawyers could have filed a notice of adjournment, indicating that they had a trial at the High Court. Mr. Chibuti, in the interest of justice, granted Mr. Changala time to look for new lawyers and open his defense on Friday, June 5th, 2026, without fail. Mr. Changala pleaded not guilty to one count of seditious practices, contrary to the laws of Zambia. It is alleged that Mr. Changala engaged in activities intended to incite rebellion against the authority of the state. The Economic Freedom Fighters, EFF, led by Kasonde Mwenda, and the Development Freedom Party, DFP, led by Brian Mutale, have officially joined the Tonse Pamozi Alliance ahead of the August general elections. Speaking during the welcoming ceremony, Tonse Pamozi Alliance presidential candidate Brian Munduvile said the inclusion of the two parties strengthens the alliance's resolve to provide alternative leadership for the country. Mr. Munduvile said member parties will maintain their independence while working together to address the challenges facing Zambians. He has expressed confidence that the alliance will remain united and focused on improving the welfare of citizens through collective action.
All temptations, it will withstand all tribulations, it will survive all attacks, because we believe that this is an alliance that God has put together. This is an alliance that God has assembled himself to serve the Zambian people. So to Comrade President Kasonde Mwenda, a man who needs no introduction, a president who's very courageous and is out there to serve the Zambian people, I want to say to you that you are welcome. There are certain things where you say, oh wow.
Government has clarified that it has not yet signed the proposed $1.5 billion five-year grant, stating that negotiations on the facility are still ongoing. In a statement, Ministry of Information and Media Permanent Secretary Tavo Kawana said remarks made by the Secretary to the Cabinet during the United States National Day celebrations on May 28, 2026, were intended to acknowledge the commitment and goodwill of the United States government and should not be interpreted to mean that a formal agreement has been signed. Mr. Kawana said the Secretary to the Cabinet was expressing appreciation for the United States government's offer of support through the proposed grant, which is expected to run from April 2026 to 2030. He has added that government values the commitment by the United States to support Zambia through the proposed grant, which is aimed at saving lives, strengthening systems, and improving the well-being of the Zambian people. Mr. Kawana has reiterated that discussions on the grant are still underway and that government will provide updates once negotiations are concluded.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
MTN Mobile Money Limited, MTN Momo, and Stanbic Bank have launched the integration of Momo services with Stanbic Bank point-of-sale machines that will enable digital payments for goods and services using Momo on Stanbic Bank POS terminals. Speaking during the launch, MTN Mobile Money Head of Strategy and Business Operations, Tafiako Museba, said the development makes Stanbic Bank the fourth banking partner to accept Momo payments on its POS network. Ms. Museba has explained that the solution enables MTN Momo customers to make fast, secure, and seamless payments at participating merchants by approving transactions on their mobile phones, while merchants receive instant payment confirmation on Stanbic POS terminals.
MTN is truly a zero-way you go. And most importantly, it is about bringing financial services closer.